The beginning of Rick's little visit, I think it's on Thursday, the 29th of July 72, I think it is. It's, he wraps himself, this is channel 2 over, I guess it is, right or over, it doesn't matter which one. This visit of Rick, he came over to ride Molly, this channel 2, right or over, I don't know which.
Family gone?
Well, no. Mom's down home.
She not going?
Dad's in Europe. Sister's going to Europe, too.
But your mom's not going.
Dad'll be back next week. He's been for 2 months already.
2 months?
Junior college gets off down there in May. First.
Oh. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
We just got in and then out. Rick came up from Miami last night. He's in the house in town. See, Ren comes and goes. She was here all last week. Working, guys working on books. Working on bibliography.
Wow.
He's...
A book, huh?
Well, you know, he's writing. He's not enjoying it. Kind of must, and he's directing Suzanne's thesis. So he's been so busy. Well, how's our friend, Father, what's his name?
He's in Cincinnati.
Back in Cincinnati.
For a while, I don't know when he'll be back. I haven't seen too much of him. Lately he moved 2 or 3 times. Around finding cheaper places and getting another move them again.
Oh.
And then now he's going back to Cincinnati for a while, pick up some more stuff.
You ever get in touch with Miss Davis?
I'm going over there sometime this weekend.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since.
I talked to her way back in.
I haven't seen her even off on the spring. She said she's gone, she's fine. Now, Spidey, Mark said that he thought she's having a lot of trouble with everybody, but you couldn't tell from talking with her. She got rid of the troublemaker and she was. He thought she was. And they didn't do very well on their sales. She was depending on doing real well on their sales.
Mm-hmm.
That was Mark's report. But he worked over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he left.
Hmm. Well, is Bill still over there?
I think he's been there for a long time.
Been there for a while? He kept coming and going.
Yeah, he'd leave or she'd fire him, and then he'd come back and she'd take him back. And I don't know. He may be there now, but he wasn't the last time I heard anything about him. We found a good area down at McKellar. Moved away, I guess. At least we can't get him. He was sick the last time he was here, but we got a good one now.
Where's
he from? He's from Elijah. I see his name's Pratt Perry.
Pratt Perry.
He's great, deep black. And you should have seen him. We had him the first time a couple of weeks ago. Of course, Molly, you know, she didn't want to lift that foot like she does for you, but he held on to her. He got it fixed. But he's full of good stories, and he's full of good talk, too, along with doing the horse. But he said, how did I say it? What can I do? He's talking about Nupi. What can I do about her feet? Well, one thing he said, you can skinny her down and get her off with
the
butterball. Because they're just eating the tops of the hair now. Just going on. And misses so fat. And that's the worst thing in the world for her with her breathing. But I haven't gotten a taste for it. It's not flush. And I can't keep her up all day. I just can't. I mean, you know, I ain't got any place to do it. Except that little place I keep her up sometimes. But he was real cute. Well, that's, you just got too much grass out there. Were you at the lake when Agnes came along?
No. Just got there today, first time. It's all messed up, though. Limbs down everywhere.
Oh, really?
England.
Is your family coming up?
Coming up for a couple of weeks. I come up for the weekend. I go back down home and finish up some business and then come back, I think. Next week or two.
Tractors, then in the garage down in Santa Fe, down at the and it's just back. I didn't think God's gonna have it, but it's just like a new one.
Which one, the Ford?
No,
the
big
other one.
Yeah, I was trying. He's got a big new mower, not new one, but he's got a mower. I didn't know he's gonna do that because he says he's not gonna do anything. I'm gonna, he just doesn't have time to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Do anything outside. But he's got the tractor fixed. And this is taking all the time. Oh gosh. Right.
Yeah, it gets
this bookwork. Okay. He's that kid.
Yeah, I remember when Dan was writing his books. All day long, just typing away.
It's not my real important, I can tell you. Because I've been thinking I'd write it to you. One of the things that was tipping me was Suzanne and Jim took this Bubba up to Georgia.
Oh, they
bought a horse trailer.
They bought one.
Second-hand one. Just sort of went out and bought it just like that. And they painted it. And she said, well, I went out and looked at it. And the woman said, you don't have to buy it. You can think about it. But Suzanne said, no. Jim went right ahead and bought it. And they got it back, and painted it and fixed it up, and then practiced taking, getting Bubba to walk in it and back. They did that for a week. The thing's too low. Bubba's too tall for it. They didn't measure it. Well, anyway, you should have heard all the paraphernalia and all the fixings. And they padded the sides, all around the sides. So if Bubba got jolted a little bit, he'd be up against the pad. And she said about every 10 miles they'd get out and look and see if Bubba was all right. And every time they had a little joke while they'd look around and see if Bubba was all right. And they were just a wreck when they got there. And she said, and just think, Nick took a... Hey, Jackson, and didn't have half the worry that we had. They paid $450 for it. And then I think now that she said they were going to sell it. Because it's not big enough. He's real, real tall. Mm-hmm. He's over 15. Well, he's over 15 hands already. And he's not through growing, I don't imagine. Well, you know, that's not real, real tall, but it's, he's bigger than, a lot bigger.
He's not quite 3 yet, is he?
No, he's just, you know, 2.5 yet. I think he was born in May or something like that. Maybe April, I'm not sure.
I was thinking it was a good deal over in Ajax.
He's not 6 months old, though.
No?
Mm-mm. But he's tall and he's splotchy. He almost looks as if he might have some Appaloosa. I mean, not really. He's not. There's nothing about him like an Appaloosa. But he's splotchy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's not very. And he's not slick. But he's got a good trot. And I don't think they've roped him yet. Got sort of scared to get on him because he threw off 2 or 3 times. But he's a pretty nice horse. He's got that Roman nose, you know, coming down here. So he's not pretty in the face. But he carries himself real well. Looks like he
so
looks a good
Georgia.
Bit like a thoroughbred.
He's up in Georgia now.
Well, Jim's father's building a house up in right out of Canton. That's not far from Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bought some acreage up there, and they're all up there building a house, or building a barn or something. So they took the horse up there. And she commutes, she comes back down here with the guy.
Jackson up about 15 hands.
Oh, is he that tall?
Mm-hmm. He's sort of lanky right now and filled out. Has he shot up?
Well, I figured he'd be, you know, tall, and something taller than Molly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's so pretty in the face.
Yeah, he's got pretty thin. The star extended out to a stripe all the way down.
No. Well, you can't tell, can you, when they come up, when they're born?
His color is dark gray, almost like charcoal.
You think that's what he's going to be? You don't know.
I don't know. I guess that's probably going to be the goal. It's been like that now for a year.
Charcoal.
Mm-hmm. Sort of, not quite black, but dark gray with some white in it.
Did he get a winter coat?
Mm-hmm.
What he would up there.
Got a heavy.
And Molly gets a heavy winter coat, so
he
would. And he's still a saddling.
I nearly sold him the other day. Some guy wanted to give me $600 for him. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a pretty good price for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's
not fully trained.
No, and he's, of course, he's for me and you, he's more than a horse, but he's
Yeah, I almost did that, but well, he's still sitting up there now.
Well, it doesn't have to be fed in the summertime. We got grass.
Got rich grass up there. Clover. It's almost too much.
Uh-huh. Only thing, he's just not getting handled.
No, not right now. I handled him right up until I'd only left up there 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I worked him up until then. So he's in. You won't be getting anything down for a month. Or so, anyway. But I was riding them right regular.
Are you using a bit on him now?
Yeah, still a hack them off.
Oh, just a hack them off. Mm-hmm. Have you put a saddle on him?
Yeah, I have my big saddle on.
No. That's too heavy for that thing.
He's bigger than mine.
He did 2 years old.
Really? Rode him bareback for a long time.
Yeah, I know you said you did.
And then I went to saddle.
Cookie has had his operation and is back home. We haven't seen him.
What did they do? They took out a loan?
Part of one. They didn't have to take it off. No. He called Guy yesterday.
Back home, huh?
From the house. He sure did. He said he's coming back the 4th of July. Now, I don't know, you know what? You mentioned the saddle and made me think of it.
Yeah.
What was it you bought the saddle, but what did he take off? The studs?
The girth.
He changed the girth.
Took off the girth. Yeah, he took off the new one that was with it and put on an old rusted ragged one. And then he took off the press collar. Took that completely.
Oh, he did?
Trying to get a new one. Well, I happen to have one anyway, so. And then,
I thought he changed the steps for some reason.
It was the girth.
It was the girth.
Mm-hmm. He punched holes all in the girth strap, stirrup strap, though. It has special holes, it's one of those clip kinds of that you change the stirrups, you don't tie them.
Yeah.
It clips in the holes in there every couple inches, but he had punched holes in all over the road.
I guess he had to, he's short leg and I don't know.
Yeah, it looks bad. He didn't punch them in evenly, you know, they're all wobbly jawed.
But he just couldn't let you have it without changing that girth.
Yeah. It was a good girth that came with it, too. It was a brass ring and everything. He took it off one of his old 10-year-old things. And also the strap that held it. We got to get a new strap. Stuff that you tie the girth up with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where that was going, I think maybe it was. I had to get something.
right behind this post.
4:30, eh?
Guy had David down here yesterday, all afternoon. He's the fellow from Ocala, who's such a genius.
Oh, yeah.
He was working on this storm, got our antenna.
Really?
Knocked something out, I don't know what. You're just a day late. And he was here working on the televisions and also the tape recorders, too. So we...
The storm was pretty bad around here, huh?
It wasn't Agnes. It was... yes, I guess it was, too. It was, yeah. It struck... struck a pine tree right out there. We were out in the pasture. We thought the storm had stopped. It was an after Agnes had gone. Set the tree on fire. And big crash. We didn't pay any attention to it. It went out, you know. Came in and found out television. Out. No, we didn't have. We had 5.5 inches. We had something like that. When it came over, came around, and then later in the week we had 4.5 inches. So we got a good bit of rain.
Nice, all the lights are way up. Ours is
yeah.
The highest I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Never seen any higher. It's within a foot of the dock.
Why, Nick?
Some of them are covered. Some of them, the water's over the dock.
Well, it was worse in Gainesville than it was out here. A lot of the low places in Gainesville were flooded.
Did
came
you get
up.
Any water in the pond? Did it come up some?
Yeah, but it's still got so many hyacinths in it, too. Gosh, they ought to be out of there. Really odd. But that is a...
Well, I think I'll tootle around and see. Over to the store and slide.
I don't know. He was. Last week I saw him. I hadn't noticed. I hadn't been by. But he's a funny fella. He's got my English saddle down there. And I told him when I took it, he asked me, he said, are you in a hurry for it? And I said, no, you know. I said, I don't really need it. Well, he said, I just like to have things around that I'm not pushed on. I can work on when I want to. And if you don't mind, I'll just take my time. That's been 3 months. But, you know, if I told him I had to have it, he'd fix it. But... I noticed I was down there the other day, and there it was over there with a lot of other saddles. So it's probably about the same thing. He just knows that he's got things he can do, you know, when he has a little time, but he doesn't.
I rode him from school just when I got, well, that was back in April or something. When I got time, when I thought I could use a bridle now instead of the old halter for Ajax, and I rode him. Claimed I needed a hackamore and halter and reins. Got away. More in a week, and I got it back in the mail.
Oh, well, he'll do it.
Man,
yeah.
It was really, I couldn't believe it. He must have done it the night he got the letter.
He'd fix my saddle, you know, in 2-3 days if I wanted him to. But it was sort of nice fun to. He said, feel as if he didn't have to.
So it's still over there.
Still over there on the floor.
Well, I look at it and see how he's
getting. It's what happened is I wrote it. I never use a pad, and I should have one of those little quilted, just little cotton pads on the inside, because when you get that leather wet, then it's gonna, unless you just really take care of it, put a lot of oil on it. And
so it what came off?
It cracks.
Cracks.
And this is a handmade forward seat saddle.
And
he was, well, he was just going to take off part of it and splice it,
mm-hmm.
and take off the worst crack part and not put a whole new lining on it, because it's all leather. That'd be right expensive. And I'm not riding as much. I guess it's too good a saddle to let just disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like him.
He's a good old guy. He's full of stories. Oh, wow.
And, you know, I didn't know he was, Nick.
You get just anything in his, well, up his line, of course. We got to talking, he came out with some great stories about people and the kinds of funny saddles they wanted and him to make and stuff like that. So he used to be foreman of Miller Saddlery or something out in Miller Brothers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that big one that you get catalogs
one.
From.
Yeah.
He was foreman of that or manager or something. And he was telling me about all the characters he hired, what they do all the time, getting drunk and doing things. And all the saddles, he said he made a $30,000 saddle all out of silver for some guy one time. So the guy sent up so when it was time to pick up the saddle, he didn't come in person. So he was in Colorado, and the guy ordered it from Texas. And the guy sent up rented a whole train car and put on the train car a horse trailer, empty horse trailer, with a rack in it. And the train car came to Colorado, and he was put the saddle in the train car, in the horse trailer, on the rack, and then it was to go back by rail, back down. That is how they shipped the saddle. And that was really something.
Nobody's going to pay $30,000 for a horse saddle. Wanted to travel
style. He's full of stories about people and things like that.
He says he's never made an English saddle. He said he wanted to learn how.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he never had too
he
much
never
call.
Had,
mm-hmm.
He never
mm-hmm.
and he said that those who can make English saddles are very jealous of their
mm-hmm.
their
mm-hmm.
secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's hard to learn, huh?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What he was saying. I would just think, you know, that all he'd have to do would be just to look at a saddle and make
it.
One. I'm sure he could.
I would think.
Yeah. But he grows Guinness, and he has more.
I know. I've seen him around there. Well, you want to get a couple of those and bring them up here?
Yeah, we need some Guinness.
Keep you awake in the morning.
Yeah. Put them in a tree. Let them go fly up in a tree. Are you going to be around over the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Man, there's a bunch of guys coming down from school over the weekend. I bought the boat up. We're going to ski some. I'll be there probably till Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Over the 4th, you know.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But they don't get here till the weekend. I'll probably come out tomorrow. Maybe.
Right. That'd be fun. Take you up some supper.
I brought my saddle. Up with me. What's that old car?
You see, the thing about it is the Chrysler comped out.
Yeah.
And this is the Chevy that Cookie got. It's supposed to be just a pack around. And it's the best car we've got.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Those old ones are the best.
I tell you, Nick, when you get in it, you feel like it's I feel safer than I do in mine. It's a solid car.
Better built.
We took it down to the guy took it down to the to Eddie at Orange Hill, and he just started raving about that car. He said he wanted him to check it out and see if it was all right. Why, he said that's the best car he'd seen in a long time. Wasn't a thing wrong with it. Not a thing. Guy, you want to tell Nick something? You want to tell Nick something? He's about to go. Well, he's going to come back.
I heard all that talking. I don't know who it
was. How's everything?
All absolutely. That was scary.
Well, last week, stirred pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, 10 inches.
Nick said that's good. That's a good car. That should be. I told him it's the best one on the place.
Yes.
Yeah, that's gonna have to see me through. The old Chrysler came apart.
Well, it was about time for it to.
Well, I think it's more my fault. You out the lake?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your family?
No.
Just you?
They'll be up next week. They came to open up.
Oh. Well, let me tell you, I want to... Both of them?
No. Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, you know, I'm sort of tired of the younger generation. I'd like to speak to some of your elders out there. I never have had a chance, except that time you had the picnic over there. That was a nice picnic, but it was, you know. We didn't get that much.
Your dad will be back next week?
Mm-hmm. He's been in Russia.
Yeah. Well, I'm not interested in Russia. You can just drop that. That's astounding.
He hadn't been in Lathrop County in a long time.
Well, keep.
Well, he's not interested in Russia anymore either. It's the worst place ever been.
Yeah. Oh, I'm interested in Russia, you know, but I didn't hear Russia on the television.
Well, not as bad as he'll tell it, I'm sure.
Why did he ever... What did he have? Why? What was his connection with the school at that's funny.
There?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, who? How'd you ever get up there?
Well, I got a cousin that's the director of admissions. Got another cousin that's president of the university.
You what?
Got another cousin that's president of the university.
Oh, the University of Swanee?
And another one that teaches there.
Good Lord.
Three cousins there. And one teaches, one president, one director of admissions.
All that, the crappy style.
Comes in handy, though. Comes in handy.
You mean in getting admitted or not being kicked out? Or?
Getting admitted and and getting out of trouble when you get into trouble, and making good grades if you take their course.
Well, I don't know what the director of admissions would have to do with your grades.
Well, he didn't teach anything, but my other cousin teaches French.
Oh, he does. He's the one that flunked you.
No. He's the one that passed me when all the other ones flunked me.
Oh, I see. You know, Debbie's over there just speaking French.
Really?
That's the most screwball thing I ever heard. Why? Everybody wants to sail around speaking French all over Corsica. Oh, shit. Well, you know, we never did talk about that place up there. What is the advantage of it? It's a pleasant place.
That's one?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's out in the middle of, away from the big city.
Yeah.
All the smoke.
Yeah.
Nice and clear and fresh air.
Well, now if you had a family, would you send them up there? Or leave them? Encourage.
Yeah, down the 50,000 acres there, and they just keep it all protected. Don't let anybody cut down any trees. No.
That's pretty nice, isn't it? 80,000 acres.
80,000.
Well, say, I never heard about that. You see?
Largest campus in the country.
Why all this time? We never have said anything at all about the place up there. Except
no.
That gym.
Oh, it's beautiful. Right up there on the mountain.
Yeah, you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that move still down? Let you go back.
Well, I don't change the subject. What would you call it? Is it just cozy up there? Comfortable or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, one happy family. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Not just one in the crowd.
Well,
no weirdo freaky people. Make it rid of them.
No weird people.
Who is the fellow up there? Nader. No Naders? What's his name?
Ralph Nader.
No Naders? Ralph Naders?
Reformers. No, he's not a reformer.
No?
Nader, I don't exactly call him a reformer. He's just a sort of a... What would you call him? He can just get things done.
Yeah, I don't know what you call him. I like him.
Yeah.
The latest thing he did, he put a stop to all watch companies now can't not allowed to say that their watches are waterproof. Is there any such thing that none of them are waterproof?
Oh, really?
It's just a fake, and they put that on.
Where'd you find
that
out?
False advertising. That's the latest thing. I read that somewhere. No, my jeweler at home was telling me that. He did that just recently.
Your what?
My jeweler at home. He fixed my watch. He was telling me that.
And he went along with it?
Yeah, he said it's true. None of them are waterproof.
And he knew it all the time?
Yeah. That's all just fake. They just say that to bring some more watches.
Yeah. Waterproof and shockproof and
magnetic. Yeah. Don't know about the other ones. They're probably wrong, too. But the water is wrong, anyway.
But you know, I never did. I've been exposed to a lot of chaps, you know, different kinds. And I have yet to have anybody with the ingredients of Ralph Nader. Maybe I neutralized them. I don't know what. I had one girl, and that was the spring term, about a year ago. And she sort of kept the jump on me. Hooligan was her name.
Hooligan?
Yeah. Or Hooli, or something. She was from up the country, but she was rather good sized, and she just understood everything just as soon as you said it. And she had a way of making herself heard. And she could pick up a point and just change the whole direction of what I was saying. Well, what I aimed to do, you see, was get in touch with her and talk to her a little bit. And you know, just one thing after another happened, and I never did.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling I missed my chance. Right there. See, she had
could've
a... You don't develop those
mm-hmm.
things. You just find them already
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
She was pleasant. I don't mean she was austere or anything.
Mm.
But your your faculty up there wouldn't exactly be exciting. They all like the quiet life.
Well, I think they're really exciting. I don't know about... quiet life or not, maybe. Yeah, they do, I guess. But I think most of them are great. They all do more than just their subject.
You mean they live it?
Well, yeah, I suppose. They, outside of the class, it's a whole new thing.
But you don't have any town particularly, so there's not any civic, that, you know, involved.
Well, there's a town of Swan, maybe 5,000.
Yeah.
Well, that much?
Well, that's, most of those are all university employees.
Oh, yeah, that's a good sized town.
Well, when you figure 1,000 of that students.
Oh.
And, another 1,000 work directly for the university, and the rest work indirectly for the university.
Yeah.
So there's 3 gas stations and 2 general stores and a bank and a post office and a laundry. City Cafe, and 7-Eleven, that's all.
Be a good about place.
About like making open.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be marvelous to live there?
Be a good place to settle, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, you go through there in 4 years and you know about everybody in the town.
And then you know where a new batch that comes in?
Yeah, the new students.
Yeah. So if you stay there 4 years, you know the ones who come in, the ones who go out, that's pretty good.
That's right. You know, really, 8 years worth of people.
Yeah. They ought to charge extra for that, don't they? Well, now you see, when I went to Vanderbilt, they still had people there who did that. Almost. Old Bertie Mayfield, Professor Mayfield in German, he was that type. He wore that big old stiff collar, still. Long neck fella. And Dean Surratt, you see, was like that. And Eddie Mims. And I don't know how many people were like that, but they're the ones I associated with it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They just knew everybody who'd been to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
The ones that planned to come.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting a little large for them, but they maintained that position. Now, I read this article the other day, Bliss Perry on Emerson. Harvard, you see, for a long time. Now, that's his feeling. He wrote it around 1920 or 30. And that's the feeling I got from him, you see, that he knew most of the class presidents all the way back. Well, that'd be asking a good bit, but that's the feeling. But now, you see, up here, they don't...
I know.
Up
there, you're lucky to have the same person in any of your classes.
Oh, yeah.
You've never had the same person in any of your classes. Probably if you took 5 courses, there wouldn't be another one with you in any of your other courses.
No.
See, at Swanee, you have a dozen at least.
Yeah.
Go with you from class to class.
Yeah.
And the glasses never get over 15, 20.
Yeah.
Back in my last year, my senior year, I didn't have a glass over 10.
Yeah.
I had one or two, just me and two.
That was costly for them, wasn't it?
Well, they bragged that their ratio was 1-7.
Well, that ran it up, didn't it?
And that, well, that averages out to 15 glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You don't, they don't knock you around there the way they do here.
No, that's right. What do you use that for?
Is it? Well, that's for the, you know, the little, you know, sort of gas thing.
Oh, the stove. Does it light the stove?
No.
Gas, gas something, I know.
Yeah. I brought it in here. Light it over, but I don't need it, so I just still have it in here.
But I didn't know it ever. I didn't know it flashed.
Yeah, it's not a great big spot. Use those in chemistry there. Like the Bunsen burner. The gas burner.
I don't know. You think Swanee, as it is now, will produce some pretty good people?
Well, it's fast going down. I don't know the wheel anymore. No. I suppose it is.
Well, you see, in the old days, it would produce a lot of people because it was. There weren't many who had much quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the quality's going down on the faculty and the students coming in and everything these days. So I don't know how much longer it'll last. All the old, good old professors that the great old people were all retiring.
And the young ones coming in are not much potato?
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Lytle retires after next year, and she's a science
teacher.
Alan Tate, same way. And Dr. Harrison, Shakespearean, same way. And Dr. Dugan, a physical science teacher. And Dr. Marshall, a philosophy teacher. They're all going in 1 year. And those are the those are the mainstays of the whole business.
And their replacements will be uncertain.
That's right.
They will employ someone, and when they find out what they get, they'll wonder how in the hell they picked out that fella.
Yeah, right.
I can show you some cases of that.
And then they won't know how to get rid of them.
Not in a way.
Yeah, that's right. That's what's happened.
No.
They've been able to get rid of a couple, but not nearly as many as they need to get rid of. What they need to employ, they got a new dean. That was another thing. Old Dean Lancaster, retired dean of the college, and then the provost, Dr. Bruton, died, and also the vice president, Bishop Juhan, died. And they were all the old, and Dr. McCready retired, the president of the university last year. All the replacements so far have been. The new dean adopted a new policy not to take any former Swanee grads as teachers. It's the most ridiculous thing. That's the only possible way they could have a chance of getting any more good teachers. Is ones that were years ago former Swanee students who knew how it was. Of course, not all of them were good, but at least out of those, you can find some. They took over policy and no more Swanee grads.
That seems sort of unconstitutional, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And now the new president had another thing. Yeah, he just kind of stepped back and smoked a cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, that sounds sort of sad.
I know.
And it makes you feel bad.
Then they moved John, my cousin, from director of admissions to registrar, and got a new director of admissions. And he's terrible. He's getting to let in all the hippies and weirdos. My cousins, you know, would not allow it. Just, no matter what the recommendation of his grades were, he was a weirdo. He was a freaky kind of guy. Radical. But this new guy's being in and letting them all in. I know it's a freshman class. I should have to pass all the pot smokers and the like. And that was the new dean was his idea to switch John from director of admissions to registrar. Because he didn't like the way he was keeping out the weirdos. So we get it from all sides. It'll take a while, I guess, to break down the old decisions and stuff. It's on the way.
You're sort of glad you were there when it was like it was.
I just got out under the wire. Just made it out in time. Did I stay up there last year? Just staying. I get to see it all beginning to go. So, I think I'll take a little ride.
Did you get your old friend established again in his house or his apartment?
Well, he's moved around from two or three different ones now. He's back up in Cincinnati right now.
Oh, is he?
He's up there getting some more stuff and seeing friends on. He might be up there for a while.
Yeah.
He's just real upset, isn't he? Uh-huh. Unsettled.
Uh-huh. I thought he was going to come out there with you all for a while.
Well,
how did I get that?
Well, that was in the works. That was an idea that we tossed around, but they didn't. My parents didn't decide to come up until, you know, middle of July. And meanwhile, I didn't come over up there until late. And he's been switching around. So, I don't know.
Well, is he pretty good company?
Oh, yeah.
Nice to have him around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be back in a couple of weeks. And then he'll probably be out some.
We had a gay session that's a short time. You all stayed here, didn't we?
Well, one of these times we'll get to do it again. He'll be out seeing me.
I don't know if it'll happen again, you know. You never know.
Well,
those
I
things,
know.
Just happened to have Mr. Eastman here.
Yeah.
That was really great.
And I just worked him over, you see, for a week, Mr. Eastman, and all those things were right on his tongue, you see. And all he needed was an audience, it seemed like, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I brought him in here to hear him, Father Lindsay talk.
Yeah.
I told you that, didn't I? Turn out that way.
Yeah.
I thought, well, now he's been entertaining me all week. I'll take him in there and let somebody entertain him. So that's the way I anticipate what's going on.
Well, turned out all right.
Yeah.